The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Every game from here on out is a playoff game, and we got to treat it as such.
We're trying to make sure that we're heading into the postseason with momentum. Peaking at the right time is most important.
Still got a chance to be the one seed.
The job's not finished.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby.
What up,
it is
though?
Our last show before the holidays. What is it that
we do?
Jalen Rose, we have new Super Bowl odds. We'll tell you who the favorites are to go to Los Angeles and play in the Super Bowl, but we start with the first game of week 16 tonight. It is the Titans against the 49ers. The Titans technically have a better record on paper, but the 49ers, to me, look like the better team. They look like the team that no one wants to play in the NFC playoffs. What do you think about the new look Niners?
Well, don't dismiss the Titans just yet. They've just been so depleted all season. And anytime you lose Derrick Henry, then you lose Julio Jones, A.J. Brown's been in and out. But I agree with you about the San Francisco 49ers. And I want to make sure I give a shout to Jimmy Garoppolo for being a professional and a veteran. Because we haven't heard Trey Lance's name a lot. And that's for a reason. The other thing, we're going to talk about the offensive genius of Mike Shanahan. But he's going to make sure Kyle Shanahan.
Kyle Shanahan.
I'm old enough to remember when his father was coaching the Broncos. But it's the same philosophy. Mike Shanahan, Kyle Shanahan, it don't matter if they got John Elway or Jimmy Garoppolo. They gonna run the ball. The 49ers are going to run the ball. And so if you're the Titans, that's what you gotta be ready for. Obviously, they have Kittle, one of the best tight ends in the game.
Yep.
And he and Garoppolo gonna be hooking up. And Debo Samuels out there balling, being physical, catching it, running it. And so, again, we're going to talk about the aerial assault and the offensive genius of Kyle Shanahan. They're going to make sure they run the ball. Titans got to be ready to stop the run.
I love what they've done with Debo Samuel. Like, he was a pass catcher two seasons ago, and now he is a very dynamic offensive weapon, both handing it off to him and catching passes. I love the 49ers on offense. I especially love the weapon that is Samuel. And George Kittle has been on an absolute tear. George Kittle is reminding everybody that he needs to be in that Kelce Waller conversation when it comes to the best tight ends in the NFL. And this is a team that no one wants to play in the NFC. I had the 49ers winning this one. Who do you have winning tonight?
Wow. You know what? I go with the 49ers based on everything I said. In particular, their run game. Debo Samuel's going to be a beast out there. Kittle's going to be getting open. I feel like the 49ers find a way to win tonight.
Well, we had some NBA action last night. The champion Milwaukee Bucks beat the Rockets, and it had me asking, are the Bucks your favorite team to come out of the Eastern Conference and go back to the NBA Finals?
Bow down to the champs. And the Milwaukee Bucks, when their big three is healthy, Middleton, Drew Holiday, Giannis Antetokounmpo, they've been virtually unbeatable. As a matter of fact, that's what they were in the playoffs basically last year when they went on to win the championship. So yes, as long as Giannis is still as dominant as he is and basically leading the team in every statistical category, Drew Holiday, lockdown defender, Middleton, a terrific scorer from all phases of the game, especially in the mid-range, three-point shot. Coach Bud had that championship pedigree under his belt now. I do believe, and by the way, Boogie! Shout out to my guy, Darvin Ham, assistant coach. I know he's doing a good job working with Boogie, getting him ready to go. So yes, the Bucks and the Nets will be the teams I say if Kyrie is healthy, playing and in uniform. And then my wild card is the Miami Heat. Got to get Bam healthy, got to keep Jimmy healthy. Those are the three teams to me that have just separated themselves. And then there's everybody else.
I think it's fair to say that those are the three teams, but to me is the Nets at number one. The Nets are my favorite. You always say, well, if Kyrie's playing, the Nets are going to win the East. Kyrie wasn't playing last year, and they went to overtime in Game 7. Now they have Kyrie for road games. Harden will get back healthy. For me, it is the Brooklyn Nets that are clearly the favorites to come out of the East, not the Bucks.
What James Harden are you going to get? I think once Kyrie returns, he re-energizes and starts to be a little more engaged. Like, I've seen moments where we saw the throwback James Harden of Houston, but I've seen too many moments of him not looking like one of the top 75 players of all time. And if you don't believe me, there's so many stats to prove this. His field goal attempts, not getting
free
to the
throws.
Free throw lines.
Yep.
No doubt about scoring is down. And so again, I thought when Kyrie Irving was not playing, that James Harden productivity would be elite. It has not been. He has not even really been like balling like we know he's capable. So I think putting Kyrie back reinfuses Harden as well, because KD's been terrific.
Well, one team in the Eastern Conference that we're not talking about in terms of competing to go to the NBA Finals are the Boston Celtics. They beat the Cavs yesterday. The Cavs actually have a better record than the Celtics. However, it was Jaylen Brown, your namesake, going for 34 points and 6 rebounds. What do you think about Mr. Brown?
No surprises. I was at the game at the Garden earlier this year when he almost went for 50. And I said before that game, what I'll say right now, you might look at the Eastern Conference standings and be like, wait a minute, we have Tatum and Brown and Smart, and we're not one of the best three or four teams in our conference? Maybe we should make a move. Let me tell you something. Do not break up Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. By no means. If you're watching the trends of NBA games, you need those 6'6 to like 6'9 players that can play multiple positions, that can dribble, pass, and shoot, that can shoot the three, and Jaylen Brown can guard multiple positions with the best of them in the game. They're both really good athletes, and they're both young. So you build around them. You don't break them up.
I absolutely agree. I mean, I think any sort of discussions about trading either Tatum or Brown is absolutely ludicrous. You drafted those players. You extended those players. Those are your bedrock. That is the foundation that you grow on. What they need to do is get better players around them. Hopefully they can get healthy and get their front court in particular in together and on the court. But Jaylen, did you see ISO Joe? Sure, he went 1-for-1 from the field. He only had 2 points, but ISO Joe went from the big three to the NBA. And look at this bucket, Jay. Look at between the legs to the left, get the defender on his hip. Splash. What was it like watching ISO Joe?
Well, I like his patience. Look at that. Getting the man on his hip, putting him in his pocket, walking him down the street, and then dropping him off. But here's the thing I want to make sure I stress. You know you're an OG, and you might can play at the park when you're wearing number 55. One thing he's missing is a cigarette in his mouth. You know what I'm saying? All he needs is a cigarette in his mouth. Or go take a sip during the dead balls or something. You know, when you out there wearing number 55, you're a true OG.
First of all, I love the number 55. There's something about Jason Williams, white chocolate. Something about his game I really love. That was my favorite 55 of all time. Something about, what was it? I can't think of it. Shout out to ISO Joe. So good to see him in the league, getting checks, getting buckets. And listen, COVID has been tragic and terrible, but it has brought us back some of our favorite players into the league. It is now time for some very important news that matters. Jaylen, I know you love your faith, your family, lobsters, and this program, but I know that you love two things on your television. Number one, any sort of power. Number two, versus battles. Jay-Z was on a Twitter Spaces, and he said, there is no one that can share the stage with him in a versus battle. There is no human being that could possibly enter the versus ring with Jay-Z and Jalen Rose. You know what? I 100% agree. There is no matchup for him. He is unbeatable in a versus battle, untouchable. There's not a name that you can name that I think is worthy to be in against Jay-Z in a versus battle.
First off, I'm going to paraphrase a tweet from Kevin Durant that I agree with yesterday. He basically said, Generation Z got Jay-Z funked up. That's what he said, right? And that's what I agree with. Because, let me get this right. As much as I love Tupac, definitely a GOAT conversation. As much as I love Biggie, GOAT conversation. Jay-Z was able to embody both of them lyrically and also have the longevity to carry it. Like, Biggie wasn't even able to flex his second double album, and unfortunately, Pac has had more albums since he passed than he did when he was alive. Jay-Z got a chance to converge those two worlds. And let me just make sure I say this. I know people are gonna think in this generation, Drake is the GOAT. I know people are gonna think Wayne is the GOAT. And I hate to tell you this, Jacoby, it's people in this generation that think Kanye is a GOAT. And by the way, JD did have a battle against Nas that he lost based on Ether. But if we talking about a versus battle, nobody. And I'm talking to you, my guy, Lil Jon. I love Buster as much as everybody else.
How about this?
They battled in high school, for those that don't know. Jay-Z, Busta Rhymes, and the late great DMX all went to the same high school. They battled before. Let me just tell y'all something. Ain't nobody hitting J-Hove in the verses. Nobody. Rock Live Familia.
Absolutely nobody that could match Jay-Z in a versus battle. The features, the songs, the different tones, the different styles. He can do every single thing that you can do. There's no one that can go against him in a versus battle whatsoever. The only one who I might think maybe would be Drake. That's the only one who could maybe. But Jay-Z just has so many more songs in his catalog.
Bars!
I would love to see it. I would just absolutely love to see Jay back in his bag. But I do want to say this. In the same conversation, he did mention that Jada Kiss's performance in the Lox vs. Dipset battle was one of the best performances of the year. And you and I were in the building for it. What a moment as we close out 2021.
Shout out to my LOX family.
When we come back, are the Kansas City Chiefs the best team in the NFL? Are they your favorites to go to the Super Bowl? We'll discuss right after this. Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here, Pier 17 at the Seaport, New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Anthony Rose, Caesar Sportsbook, has some updated odds of who is going to the Super Bowl. And when you look at it, you see two teams at the top that I can't argue with, and that is the Chiefs, who started slow but are now 10-4, and the Green Bay Packers, with all that offseason drama surrounding Aaron Rodgers, look like the favorites to come out of the NFC. Do you agree with the odds at Caesars that the Chiefs and the Packers are the favorites to go to the Super Bowl?
I agree, because Mahomes and his weapons seem to be back hitting on all cylinders now. We already acknowledged that Aaron Rodgers so far is the MVP of the league. The Bucs are gonna have to get healthy in order for them to repeat. I see the Rams on there. They've had some bad losses, and they do have Cooper Kupp, who should be in the MVP conversation. But you know a team that I didn't see up there? The Dallas Cowboys. And the reason why I bring them up, is when we talk about Dallas, right, we're going to talk about all of the offensive weapons they got. We're going to talk about Parson and Diggs on D and their defensive line. Are they the most talented team yet not necessarily getting the position of favorite in the NFC or Super Bowl contention? Are we blinded by the stars somewhat? What do you think, Jacoby? Because I just saw six teams listed.
Well,
and one of the most talented teams wasn't up there.
They have so much talent on the field. However, when you have Mike McCarthy on the sidelines, it is hard for me to put you in the Super Bowl when you're in the same conference as teams like Los Angeles, Tampa Bay, and Green Bay. But Mr. Rose, in my mind, it is the Kansas City Chiefs and then a huge gap and then everyone else in the AFC. You mentioned it before. We talk about talent on the field, both sides of the ball. Guess what? The Chiefs have it as well. They have it on the defensive line, they have it on the linebackers, and they have it in the secondary. And on the field, you know Tyreek Hill, friend of the show. You know Travis Kelce. You know the weapons that they have. They've got it hitting on all cylinders. The Chiefs are, in my mind, easily the best team in the AFC. The NFC is a little bit more up for grabs.
I know somebody better write a check to Eric Bieniemy this offseason and get him off of the KC staff and have him be their head coach. But let me drill down on that Mike McCarthy point that you made. And you're not the only person that feels like that. Many people feel like that. And obviously, the bettors may even feel like that too because they weren't listed.
Nope.
But I just got to remind everybody, he only won a Super Bowl in Green Bay. Like, he actually has done that. And so I'm not going to each time the Cowboys struggle, blame him. But then each time the Cowboys win, give the players all of the credit. I need to see them play up to their potential. Maybe this playoffs, they do.
Maybe they do. Mr. Rose, one team that has played up to potential and even beyond expectations is the Michigan Wolverine football team. This is our final show before they face off in the Orange Bowl against the Georgia Bulldogs. Hutchinson, Mr. Rose, what do you expect to see in the Orange Bowl?
So let me get this right. We crushed Ohio State this year.
Yep, first time in a long time.
No, we waxed Ohio State. Let me say that right.
It wasn't even a game.
Okay. Haskins ran all over them, got himself in a Heisman contention. And then Hutchinson, after the Big Ten championship, put himself in number one overall contention. Did you see Jim Harbaugh holding up the Big Ten trophy?
Of course I did.
You see him and Juwan Howard embracing?
Of course
I did. You know
how
many Wolverines are going to be in Miami on the 31st to root the squad on against the Georgia Bulldogs? Ain't no stopping us now, dog. That should be the theme song. Ain't no stopping us now. And here's the other thing. My boys got boosted. That's right.
Boosted.
Each of the Michigan Wolverine football players are boosted. But I got to tell y'all a secret. Y'all know when we really got boosted? When Ohio State crushed Michigan State. We sat back and watched that. Like, you know what? It's like in boxing. And we their next opponent, it's like they ain't knocking us out like that. Forget that. That was the best thing that could have happened to us. How Ohio State crushed Michigan State after Michigan State beat us. That's when we got boosted.
Well, I always feel a little uncomfortable when we talk about Michigan and boosters, so we will move on to a big play, big game in the NFL this weekend between division
Raise
rivals,
the banners.
The Bills and the Patriots. You know that I jumped into Bills Mafia when I jumped onto that table in Buffalo on that morning before the game, and Bills Mafia has had some rough patches this season. However, I'm predicting a huge win over the Patriots to get the Bills back in the conversation as one of the best teams to challenge the Chiefs in the AFC.
Big shout to the Griselda family, sending prayers and well wishes to my brother Westside Gunn. Shout to Biddy the Butcher, Conway the Machine. We thought we were going to be going to a Buffalo home playoff game.
Really did.
Is that still likely?
Uh-uh.
Is that still likely?
They're going to be on the road.
See, they messing with our goals and dreams now.
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? So basically, I need them to come out and show why they have an MVP level player in Josh Allen when he's hitting on all cylinders. We know about Diggs, but that defense against the Patriots, y'all know what's coming, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all know they about to run the ball, right? So let me just make sure that the Buffalo Bills defense understands something. The Patriots about to try to run the ball on y'all over and over and over and over and over again until y'all stop it. Remember the NBA used to be like that? When somebody couldn't stop a play and you keep running it? That's what the Patriots go try to do. Don't take it personal, Buffalo defense. Stop it.
I see a big win for Buffalo, getting themselves squarely into the playoff picture in the AFC, because as it stands right now, they're barely hanging on in the playoff picture. Mr. Rose, Christmas Day is almost here, and of course that means a slate of games on Christmas, and you played on Christmas before and had a very interesting incident. We'll discuss that right after this. Look at this slate of games on ESPN and ABC after the presents are open at noon. On ESPN, we start with the Hawks and the Knicks, and then it takes you all the way through the evening on ESPN and ABC. Jalen, one of the things I look forward to every Christmas is your haircut and your suit. I know you'll be bringing it this year, but you always brought it on Christmas, and one year you brought it to Kurt Thomas. What happened when you got ejected on Christmas, Mr. Rose?
Shout out to the OG KT. He actually brought it to me. Hicks versus Knicks were a rivalry. I tapped a loose ball rebound from him. He took it some type of way. He came up to me, bowled me once. I think he bowled me twice, and I got ejected. I felt like his cornrows, they were just braided too tight that day. That's all.
Well, as we celebrate and enjoy this holiday season, we do want to send our best wishes to a friend of the show, Mr. Rose.
Shout Westside Gun, the fly guy. Just sending you health and blessings, my brother.
We will be back in 2022. Everyone, enjoy your family. Enjoy your holidays.
Thank you.
We appreciate you watching, Jalen and Jacoby.
Thank you. You are far too kind. Ain't nobody seeing Jay-Z in the verses.
We always do get the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast audience. Mr. Rose, we discussed on the television program the fact that Jay-Z said no one can share the stage with him in a versus battle. But I'm going to throw some names out there. Okay, Jalen? No one's brought this one up. I've seen Eminem. I've seen Drake. I've seen Lil Wayne. But what about Diddy? What about Puff Daddy? Not the lyricist that Jay-Z is, but he's got hits. He's got the whole Bad Boy catalog. He's got Biggie songs.
Hey, dog. I might have to stop talking about music with you. You got to be joking. You just wanted me to spit up my tea. That's all you want.
There's no one that can mess with Jay-Z. There's just no one. It's the personality, the mindset, the whole thing. He's got all the pitches.
Diddy better worry about Pharrell. That's what he better worry about.
Well, Diddy spent $7.5 million to pull Sean John out of bankruptcy. Do you see Sean John as a viable sort of clothing label moving forward?
I hope so. It had this period of time where I was rocking it. It was doing really well. It was really trendy. It picked up off of like Karl Kanai and Maurice Malone, some of those brands, FUBU, and Roc Nation did with their Rocaware. It really changed the landscape. I say in the 90s, that's when rappers started to be multimillionaires and be neighbors in the suburbs. And those are the kind of business moves that Puff was making, and Jay Prince and Master P, those kind of guys. E-40 always gets overlooked in that conversation.
Do you remember the G-Unit sneakers? G-Unit sneakers were like the biggest sneaker on the planet for a while. Like, I really thought that hip-hop artists would end up sort of with some of the biggest fashion labels. It's happened for a few years, but then it kind of died out over time.
Here's why. Because people want to copy what the artist wears. But when do you see the artist? Usually when they're performing. or at an appearance or an event versus social media. And a lot of times, the stuff that they're rocking is more expensive than the stuff they would be selling.
Mm.
So it's kind of hard for you to sell a label of stuff, kind of like we saw with Big Baller Brand. It was like, you want us to buy them, but Lonzo not even wearing them. You see what I'm saying? So that's what makes it off. And so, you know, being hip hop is being big, being braggadocious. You know, like, jet book, credit card, more money and then a sucker could ever spend. You know, like, Big Bank was talking about a big Cadillac that he probably didn't even have. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I believe, however, though, that turbulent space has ended. And the plane can land for people like Diddy, who in particular have reinvented themselves to the point where people that now see him, they don't know about No Way Out album. You see what I'm saying? Because they weren't born. It's kind of like George Foreman. I remember being around some youngsters, and this was back in the day, and this is when everybody was using the George Foreman grill. And I felt like I was a bad uncle because I'm like, wait a minute, y'all don't know that George Foreman used to box?
You don't know he fought Muhammad Ali?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, got it. And you know, they're just not students the way we needed to be because we didn't have WWW, Google, and then be able to get the answer. So based on that, I think now's a good climate for Diddy, artists, athletes, to all be the tastemakers that the public follow anyway. The public follow the artist, what they wear and what they say. Hip hop is the heartbeat of our community, of the heartbeat of our culture. And so absolutely, I think he can and will.
Jalen, I wanna get your take on something. I haven't been a fan of professional wrestling since I was like 7 years old, right? However, my homeboy, Alex Rivera, shout to Alex, one of my golfing buddies. He's got tickets to the 26th WWE event in Madison Square Garden, and I'm taking the kids. Jalen, should I get my kids into wrestling?
No.
Wow, you really thought about that. I've never seen you not have an answer to a question on the program in 10 years.
The reason why I say no, how old are they again?
I got 8s and 2 6s.
So Q's the oldest, he's 8.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want him putting his sisters in the headlock?
No, but I think it'd be fun to wrestle
and
with them.
And doing knee drops on them for practice? Because you know that's what's going to happen, right?
Remember being a kid, like using the couch pillows as like an opponent? I used to, you know, go off the top rope and clothesline the couch pillows and give them pile drivers and stuff.
You know who Q gonna be practicing on, right?
You.
Soon as y'all get home on the 26th, you gonna walk upstairs and somebody gonna be upset. Cause somebody else trying to use one of the moves on somebody.
We'll see. I think it's gonna be a good show. I've never been to a live wrestling event in my entire existence. 43 years on the planet,
really?
Never been to one. I've never been to one in my life. West Side Gun, shout out to West Side Gun. Get well soon. He goes to all of them. All of them. Every single one. He is in the front row. So I'm inspired by West Side as a tribute to him. We're going on the 26th.
That's dope. Get well soon, Wes. I love you, my
Madison
brother.
Madison Square Garden. I can't wait for that. We're going to keep the kids out way past their bedtime, and hopefully they'll go to sleep when they get home. Jalen, what are your plans for Christmas Day? I want to know what the suit looks like. I want to know what the haircut's going to be. Talk to me. Give us a teaser.
The suit is always Christmas themed.
Oh, okay.
So therefore, it has to represent Christmas colors.
Okay.
And the colors I like to highlight are green, black, and red.
All right.
And so
it's the draft
you'll
suit?
Be proud. unlike last year, where I was scrambling to get my suit game in order, this is the first time probably in the 10 years I've been doing Christmas Day that on 3 or 4 days before, I physically had the suit in my possession.
Good for you.
I physically got the suit in my possession. And it's just double-breasted. It's just fly. It's custom. It's just fly.
What about
you
the suits?
You know what I'm saying? Something that you haven't seen.
What about the shoes? We going hard bottoms?
Definitely hard bottoms. You will never, ever see me with a suit on in gym shoes. That look to me is such a
that doesn't
jock
work for me
look.
Either. Doesn't work
I'm
for
good.
Me either.
I'm good. That's like, that reminded, remember I've been an athlete my whole life, right? So there was a period of time where there were sport shoes and hoop shoes. And the dudes that couldn't dress would sport their hoop shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it looks to me when I see people with a suit on in gym shoes. Those pants don't go with those shoes, don't go with that blazer. I just don't like that look, don't rock that look. And so with that being said, 5-game slate, Mike Wilbon, Stephen A, Greeny, Big Perk flying in.
Oh, Perk coming in?
Yeah, we can't go because Stephen A got COVID.
Right.
And I'm not breaking no news. He's already said it publicly. We had a media call yesterday about it. He announced it, that type of thing. So since he's not going to be in studio, Big Perk going to be in there. And so it's a long day, dog. 14
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, it is.
14 hours, but I love it. I love it, man. It's like playing in the league 13 years, working on Christmas Day in the prime spot for a decade.
You'll be in everyone's living room on Christmas. You know what I mean? That's how I look at it. It's like you won't be in your own living room, but you'll be in everybody's living room on Christmas. You're part of the family, dog. You and your suit and your haircut and all day long. I know you guys get to watch a lot of basketball and eat a lot of meals. How many meals get ordered over the course of the day?
Well, that's changed over the Kangaroo Jalen days versus now. You know what I'm saying? We ain't doing all that. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. I would say we're going to have at least, and I'm not exaggerating, I believe between ESPN and ABC, we're going to have 5 shows.
Yep.
And we're going to do like 5 or 6 cut-ins. We're going to be on all day, like you said. So the meal game. Breakfast, gotta get some eggs. You know, don't tell me you had breakfast if eggs wasn't involved. You know what I'm saying? Gotta have eggs. Then early
hold
lunch,
up, hold
brunch
up.
Is when Jalen I'm
Rose,
go hard.
Great question for you. Can't believe we haven't
yes,
talked
sir.
About this before. If your perfect egg, fried, scrambled, omelet, what is your perfect go-to egg?
My go-to? My mother used to make the best fried eggs with slightly runny, burned on the outside.
Talk to me. Over easy. I like it over easy, and I want a piece of toast, a well-toasted piece of toast that I can dip
in
the yolk. Yeah. So my wife, I've learned to be a really good egg chef because my wife has, there's like a 4-second window between it being too runny or not runny enough. So I've gotten really good at the fried eggs. And one of my policies, Mr. Rose, if I break the yolk, goes in the trash. Goes in the trash. If I break the yolk, it goes in the trash. No broke yolk here. No broke yolk, gang. No chance. No chance. I'm a fried egg, extra salt, extra pepper.
You know what else you are? You're just rich. You know what I mean? Got a wife and 3 kids at home just discarding food.
Discarding food. Yeah, man, I'm no broke yolk. No broke yolk over here. Listen, you're the one who throws out your drawers after you wear them. You know, like.
What do you think works? But I can't give somebody my drawers.
Yeah, you can. You can donate your drawers. People need drawers.
I'm not donating no used underwear.
People want those, man. People need those. I found out that there's a clothing donation box in my building. It's hard to find. You gotta go down to the cellar and then walk into this door, take a left over here and a right over there. But I've been donating all my old clothes now.
Good.
Everything gets donated. Everything gets donated. It's the holiday season. So, Mr. Rose, I have a great question for you.
What up, though?
tipping during the holidays. Okay? Got to draw the line somewhere, right? My wife made a document listing all the people that we need to tip. Okay? So I know you've got a similar list. What people in my life need to be tipped during the holidays?
I got you. Anybody that helps you with the kids, first off.
Okay.
Whether that's babysitter, nanny, manny, whoever that is. Anybody that transports or helps the kids get to point A to point B, besides you and your wife. Somebody that helps you guys clean up your place. Mm-hmm. Y'all have somebody to come through and help y'all clean or whatever, that person. How about, I'm about to give you a good one. Anybody that's ever cooked for y'all, tip them.
Well, we got
that's about
everybody,
it.
Everybody in the building needs to get tipped.
Yep, workers in your building.
Everybody in the building. The parking lot, we gotta tip them out. People at the parking lot, you know.
Yep.
Even though they'd be taking mad long to get my car.
Yep.
You text them ahead of time.
Just reduce the tip.
It's like, I texted you 15 minutes ago, and every time I show up, it's like, why even bother texting you? Because you just see my face, and then you put my number in, so I don't even know why I'm even texting ahead of time, but whatever. Shout out to them. And I got my local watering hole. So, Mr. Rose, here's what I did with the local watering hole. I took out 500, and I gave it to the boss, and I told the boss, I said, you can disseminate this amongst the staff however you see fit. Because not everyone's equal at the local watering hole, you know? So who else do I need to take care of? We got them.
Hold on, hit the brakes. So, dog, that ain't how tipping works. You just committed a penalty.
No, I didn't. That's exactly how
it works. Yes, you did. Dog, let me give you tipping 101. You put the money in the hands of the human beings you want to have it. Otherwise, the person you gave the money to is gonna just keep it.
Don't you dare accuse Sade of such behavior, okay? Sade is very trustworthy. You don't know the personalities that I'm dealing with. I know these people, okay? She would never, ever, ever. I mean, her name's Sade. Come on, she in charge.
Right, and she gonna sweet taboo that money right in her pocket. What do you mean? She gonna give away $100 and keep four. Like, that ain't how tipping works. Like, just this morning, somebody's parking the car. Another lady that always helped me out. I gave a tip to the person that was moving the car, but I walked in to give the tip to the other person. I didn't give her the 20 and say give it to her, because she probably just give her 5 or give her 10 or keep it.
Well, listen.
I'm disappointed in you, man.
You're always
I taught you better than
me.
That, man.
That ain't nothing.
And
that ain't
here's the other thing. Here's the other thing you did wrong. You gave it to the boss?
You don't know the personality.
So corporate.
You don't know the personality.
Gave it to the boss?
You don't know the personality.
You don't give the boss money to get. You know, the boss, all the boss gonna do is hold it over the workers' heads.
No.
See?
You don't know. Don't you dare, Sade. Don't you dare. Don't no Sade slander will ever be allowed on this podcast.
It's not about her. It's about tipping. And it's about cash. Let me tell you something. People act different when money's involved. Right now, I guarantee you, if you search my name strong enough around the Christmas time, people that I used to have on my Christmas tip list that ain't on it no more, you could probably find them slandering my name. This time of year. This is the time of year. They looking around, it's like the 22nd or 23rd, and I'm doing the list like you just said, and they realize they ain't on it, so now they get out their Twitter fingers.
Well, that's my wife, she made the whole document, and I was like, and then she's like, oh, you're gonna, I was like, did you see the document? I was like, yeah, I saw the document. I was like, you made the document, but did you do anything? She's like, no, that's what you do. She's like, no, you get all the cash. You tip everybody. I make the document. You do all the tipping. I was like, oh, thank you for the organization. She got me. Listen, Jalen, I just want to say thank you and the Countdown crew for everything you're going to be giving us during this Christmas day. We appreciate you taking us all the way from noon until midnight and your sacrifice You won't be with your family, but you'll be with every single family. Big shout to you and the entire Countdown crew. Big shout to everyone listening to this podcast. We won't be back until 2022, but we'll be back to celebrate the big Michigan Wolverines win over the Georgia Bulldogs.
Absolutely. No question about it.
And it is that time of year we talk about what we're thankful for, and we are thankful for this podcast audience. I love the people that listen to the show more than the people that watch the show. We appreciate you so much being part of our family. Enjoy your family, and remember that everyone here at Jalen and Jacoby appreciates you and loves you very much. We will be back in 2022. Why is that, Jalen? Anthony?
We love and appreciate all of our supporters, staff, and anybody that's ever supported our program and our movement. We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.